Cassandra, K-A-S-S-A-N-D-R-A, Jamie or Jaime, J-A-I-M-E, 66062. Just complaint, I just had COVID. Number one, number two, nausea. Number three, right calf pain. Next one is right arm pain. Next one is mild cough. Next one is I still feel terrible. Next one is dizzy. Next one is my heart beats too fast when I walk around. Next one is muscle. These symptoms didn't happen till I had COVID. Our patient is a very healthy 20-year-old young lady who works at Walmart here in town. Lives at home. Mom and dad are a homemaker, and my dad does a landscaping business. Patient doesn't smoke, doesn't drink. She wants to eventually go to college, but doesn't know what she wants to do, period. In paragraph, she vapes, doesn't use alcohol, doesn't use drugs, doesn't smoke. Patient developed above mentioned symptoms about the day 7 or 8 of COVID and continues to still have problems and very concerned about them. COVID immunization, never been immunized. Medical problems, none. Surgical problem, none. Social, as above. Medications, none. Family history, none. Contributory for her COVID, she tested positive at home, did not take any medications, and wished she had taken some medications because friends who've taken medications have had less of a hard time with their COVID. She weighs 137 pounds, down about 5 pounds after COVID, 99%, 98, 216, 76, 120 over 78. Heart positive, some positive, two lungs are clear, abdomen, slight tenderness noted throughout the abdomen, neck shows anterior and posterior lymphadenopathy, skin shows no rash around mucosa with amnesium TMs, are slightly red, and calf tenderness noted, especially on the right side. Assessment, status post-COVID, number two, 10 days since her COVID, number three, no fever or chills, number four, no evidence of pneumonia, number five, because of abdominal pain, we did an ultrasound, which was within normal limits of her bowels. Gallbladder, kidney, liver, and spleen. Also, pelvic ultrasound, which was within normal limits. Oh, by the way, her period was 2 weeks ago. Oh, yeah, 2 weeks ago. Next number, because of severe calf pain, leg pain, we looked at her legs and arms. And arm pain, we looked at her legs and arms. No evidence of DVT or PVD was noted because of palpitation. Her heart was looked at for valvular disturbances. None was found. This may be simply deconditioning at this time. Also, she still had some lymphadenopathy in her neck present, but no evidence of carotid stenosis causing her vertigo. Next number, findings discussed with patient. Next number is diet and exercise discussed. Next number is add vitamin D. Next number, does not want to take any medications, steroids, or anything else at this time. Next number is reevaluating next month. Next number is check blood work, but wants to wait to come back for blood work when she's fasting. Thank you.